Welcome to our podcast, where we discuss and meet with people, businesses, and trades that have motivated and inspired us along the way of creating our own business, River Road Brewing and Hops. I'm your host, Nikki Andrew, the original River Road Blonde, and this is Down River Road. Kind of working towards this for a long time, and it was actually you guys that kind of gave me the idea and gave me the confidence to go ahead. So here we are.
Yes.
This is it.
Well, and I mean, first off, thank you for letting me come on here.
I'm excited to have you here. This is so much fun.
I'm very excited to be here, and I hope that you're excited to see how far this progresses and how many stories you get to share and all the people that you're going to interact with.
I think it's really exciting because there's a lot of people that we deal with on a regular basis, but not only like now, but have in the past. And I mean, even boiling down to my sister, my mom, my dad, our other family members, our friends that have kind of helped us to get to the point where we are today.
Yeah.
And I think that that is really important to show people and showcase these amazing, amazing people, businesses, trades that have really kind of pushed us in a direction that we never really thought we were going to go, but ended up going anyway. So I'm really excited about it.
Good. Well, I think we should start off with a cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to the beginning of something that who knows how far.
Who knows how far? Yeah. I hope you guys are ready for this. It'll go on for a long time.
No, it's good.
I should talk about what we're drinking.
Yes, this
is the original River Road Blonde. And our blonde ale was our flagship beer. And flagship beer meaning basically the first beer that we really produced that was very popular with the crowds.
Okay.
River Road Blonde is a beer that uses our hops, our barley, and is just a light, easy drinking, mild malt forward blonde ale.
Cool. Yeah. Well, to have an original blonde with the original blonde is a huge honor. So, so I know I'm going to enjoy this.
I hope so.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Oh yeah, that is light and delicious.
It is yummy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like it a lot. So I guess being kind of an outsider of the brewery and everything, and I'm assuming the people that are going to start watching these and listening to the podcasts, like, where do we begin? Like, what was the dream? What was the start of this? Like, how did you even create River Road?
Yeah, well, I think the best part to start at, or the best place to start at, was when my husband and I met. And we met when we were teenagers. We met, so we were both 16, kind of. Or well, he was 16. I was a bit younger than that. Maybe he was 17, somewhere in there. Anyway, we were teenagers, and we hung out with the same people, but we kind of went our separate ways. I was married and had kids, and he did his started his own business and his career, and then we eventually hooked up again, and it's been kind of history since then. We were originally living in Bayfield, which was a really cool spot because that's where I grew up as well.
Yeah.
Right downtown, which is a lot of fun. We had a lot of, like, way too much fun. But we were both really passionate about beer, and we both really enjoyed beer. As we had more kids, so we have four kids altogether, we decided that it was time for us to move out of Bayfield and into a country home, which was kind of my passion. I really wanted to live somewhere where I could have animals because that's been my passion since I was a kid. And he really wanted farmland as well. So we purchased a property outside of town, which actually I grew up across from. My parents owned an apple orchard across from where we own our property now. So I spent quite a bit of time in the area. And we decided at that point we weren't really into the apples. It was an apple orchard, and I had grown up on an apple orchard and had absolutely no interest in having apples. It's just, it's a lot of work and there's not a lot of reward from it. So we decided that at that point we were going to take out the apple trees and didn't know where we were going to go from there. And at the time, I was in the financial industry and my husband was a mechanic. And
a little different
from where we are right now. But in the grand scheme of things, that really helped us to push us towards where we are and to build a business plan and to know what we could do financially. And to have his background in mechanics, in robotics, in just design in general was huge. It was such a huge help. So he started kind of playing around with beer. My mom, thank you, mother, bought him as like a self, made, or you make your own beer on the in the house kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But it was an all grain kit. So he actually had to make beer from scratch instead of like sometimes you can get like the extracts and stuff.
Okay.
And so from there, he kind of enjoyed it. Now, what happened was, is he did this in the house. And if you've ever made beer, you'll know that it creates a lot of humidity. And my ceiling in my kitchen started to peel. So, yes. So at that point, I was like, yeah, no, you can't be doing this in the house. And rapidly kicked him out of the house with his kit. And David's knowledge of building things kind of expanded at that point in time, and he decided he needed to have a bigger brew system. Uh-huh. So he then built a little kegel system. They call it kegel. So basically it's a 50-liter, they're 50-liter kegs, mm-hmm. and he cut them down and he built all the pieces, and don't ask me how he did it. he built all the pieces, he put the heating coils in, and he built a computer. Because of his robotics backgrounds, wow. he was able to build a computer that basically would, it's like a replica of a big brew system, mm-hmm. only in very small form.
Okay.
And so he is a fireman. So the fire department would come over every once in a while and they'd all brew beer together. And it was a camaraderie thing more than anything else.
Yeah.
But it was fun and they really enjoyed it. And at the time he decided that he wanted to grow hops as well. So mm-hmm. he put a little test plot in the back of our property with, I think there was like 10 or 12 different hop categories or different hop species, and just started to play around with them, and they did really, really well. And so we learned very quickly that we had to learn how to dry hops and how to store hops, because there was a lot of them. And if you don't know hops are actually a cousin to marijuana.
Oh, okay.
And so we had a basement in what is now the brewery, and it was just basically his shop to do things like mechanically. And so he had hung the hops up to dry in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked down one day and I was like, I'm so glad that we have no police stopping by, because it smells like a marijuana shop right now. Like it was so smelly, and that's exactly what it smells like. So not that I know what it smells like. So they dried them out. It was fine. It all worked out, but it kind of expanded from there to we need a bigger system. So he mm-hmm. built a 2-hectoliter system or 200-liter system.
Yeah.
For himself.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it kind of went on to, well, neither one of us were really enjoying our careers.
Yeah.
And so what we decided to do at that point in time was stop what we were doing. It would be me that quit first mm-hmm. and started to work on the business plan and the actual process of opening up a brewery.
Wow.
And thinking that my husband would stay working for a couple of years after that.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out that we got so busy so fast that he wasn't able to stay at his job. So he had to quit his job as well.
Yeah.
And it just expanded from there. Like, it's just been a continual process since wow. then. Now, we did do a lot of research and development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
as you should. Going into a new business, new industry.
So we did a lot of traveling. We went to the States a lot, because that's a huge craft beer industry is in mm-hmm. the States.
Yep.
Spent a lot of time talking to different brewers, visiting different breweries and distilleries, and trying to figure out what route we wanted to take.
Yeah.
And our main goal was farm-based brewery.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that like it's so funny for you to be like, you know, we did a lot of research, subtle. Yeah. Like, I think that is such a huge asset for you guys to do. Like, I don't think that there's very many people who like would have a passion like this and want to build a business like this and go beyond that to yeah. like, we're going to travel so we can research this. We're going to go places and talk to other businesses so we can learn.
Yeah. And I think, some brewers will take courses and go to school to become a brewer.
Mm-hmm.
But we were kind of already at our peak in life. Like,
yeah.
even so much as changing our careers from what we were doing to what we were doing now was a very scary move. Like,
yeah.
we were settled. I was, you know, collecting, I was saving for retirement.
Yeah.
I was at that point where I was like, yay, you know, 65, I'm going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
To, oh crap, I'm going to have to spend my retirement money on our business.
Yes.
So I think, not having the education behind us other than trial and error, which is a huge portion of education mm-hmm. in my mind.
Yeah.
We had to figure out a way to learn the trade and mm-hmm. not just the actual beer making because we already had that down.
Yeah.
But the actual process of opening a brewery and knowing what makes a brewery tick.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a good segue to go beyond, like you're saying, like just a brewery. Like you guys, like it's not just beer. Like you guys are a family. You guys have your beer, but you also have crops and you have animals.
We have animals. I finally have all my animals. I love it. So we started... Well, pretty much right away when we bought the farm, I think we got pigs first. I feel like it was pigs or it was chickens. I can't remember. We bought some meat chickens. And mm-hmm. of course, I was like, yeah, I'm going to raise chickens and I'm going to eat them. And it's going to be all natural. It's going to be wonderful. And then I couldn't eat the chickens. No. I fell in love with them, which is really weird. Yes. And then we got pigs and I thought the same thing. And I know it sounds really horrible, but the pigs and I never got along, which is just... The way that it is.
It just happens.
I had no problem. We do raise meat. Like mm-hmm. it's for the purpose of raising meat so that our children can understand where their food is coming from.
Yes.
So they're not just going to a grocery store and going, ooh, chicken or ooh, mm-hmm. pork mm-hmm. or beef or because they are all meat eaters. So that was a huge thing for us was to show them what you put into your animal is what you get out of your animal. So we did pigs. I was not sad to see them go, to be completely honest. But then it kind of moved on and it evolved. We got some goats, which I really don't enjoy, but we tolerate them. And actually, the goats are a really good part of... there are a lot of people that come from the city that have never seen a farm animal. So coming onto the farm, enjoying our beer, the kids are running around. It's a great little family atmosphere. And they get to see things that they wouldn't normally see in the city.
Yeah.
Or get introduced to things like, oh, look at those sheep. No, actually, they're goats. Let's talk about what goats are all about and why we have goats. And just educating them a little bit on the process. Mm-hmm. So from there, I got my first horse. It didn't quite work out. She was a little bit of a loose cannon. So she moved on. And then we got our cows. And our cows are a huge part of the brewing process. Mm-hmm. So our cows are registered Highland cows, which are ours aren't, but the breed is originally from Scotland, which is a huge part of our heritage because my husband's family is from Scotland. And they actually eat the spent grain from our brewing process. So it allows for a little bit of sustainability on the farm.
Yep.
And they're fun and they are beef cattle. So yes, they will have babies and yes, we will eat the babies, but that's mm-hmm. just part of it's just not when they're babies, when they're older, that's just part of the process.
Yes.
And then last year during COVID, the very beginning of COVID, we normally have a crew of gentlemen, because there are no women that are doing it right now, that would come in and they would do all of our hop maintenance. So they would take care of our hops for us.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to get them last year. I did a lot of research and I discovered that sheep are really great to have in hop yards. They fertilize the soil, they eat the weeds, they keep the grass down, and they don't, they won't touch the hops once they're past a certain point.
Yeah.
So we got sheep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And we have a donkey and a horse and all the other. Yeah. And lots of chickens and ducks and all the fun things. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Like it's so inspiring, I think, to see how, like, it all circles back to education.
It does.
Like it circles back with your family, circles back with the animals, with like learning how to sustain, like have that environmentally friendly aspect of it. And yeah, I think that that's just so, I think it's very admirable that you guys put in that length of effort to try to have a good impact on what you do.
Yeah. And I think originally it wasn't a huge thought. Like there's so much going on at the very beginning of doing what we were doing that we weren't super dedicated to being a sustainable brewery, but it naturally fell into place, which was amazing in my mind. Mm-hmm. We heat our brewery with a wood burning furnace. A wood burning furnace, an outdoor wood burning furnace. So there's no, we're not using gas. We're using that to keep our buildings warm during the winter and also mm-hmm. to heat the water that we use for the brewing process.
Wow.
And basically what we do then is we take in the wood that the municipality has to get rid of.
Okay. Yeah.
Which allows for us to continually just kind of be getting rid of waste. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we use pallets, whatever we can use that's waste that somebody else is going to just throw out to keep the buildings warm. Using biodegradable cups. Now, these are our glass cups, obviously.
But they are lovely.
They are lovely. I know. They're so pretty. Yes. Little promo. But when you come to the brewery, and hopefully this year we'll still be able to do it, they're getting harder and harder to get their hands on it. Another COVID casualty, unfortunately.
Yes.
We use biodegradable, they're like biodegradable plastic cups, more or less. They're not plastic. Oh. It's a biodegradable substance that they use to create these cups. And it just allows for people to drink outside without us worrying about glasses being broken, but also being environmentally friendly. We're not using wasteful product. Yeah, all sorts of stuff like that. We're constantly trying to evolve and think of things that are environmentally friendly, sustainable, and allow people to feel comfortable with what's going on at the farm.
Well, and yeah, and I was going to say feeling comfortable, like at this point, it just makes me feel good drinking your beer. Yeah. Like it's a good cause. Yeah. You know? It's all resourceful.
That's right. It's a good cause.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess as far as, having people know and like can have these feel good moments about your story and whatever. So why a podcast then?
I think, so in my mind, we do have a YouTube channel. If you're not watching it, you should. It's called Our Brewery Farm Life.
Very good.
Little plug there. Yeah. our YouTube channel is more or less about more of a visual effect of what's happening at the farm. Mm-hmm. So kind of the background stories of what's happening, whether it be brewing beer or what's happening with the animals or different things. I don't know. There's 100 different things that happen at the farm. And what was happening was when we started the YouTube channel, people were asking, and actually it was COVID that kind of, I know, like, I'm going to talk about COVID because COVID's happening right now. There's not much we can do about that.
Yeah.
But COVID kind of stemmed it because I had customers that I would see regularly that were coming from the city and that or from the States that weren't necessarily able to come at that point in time. And I would get emails saying, what's going on at the farm? What's happening with Serenity the donkey? And are the cows okay? And what kind of beers are coming up? And are you guys surviving? So for me, it was really important. I was answering all the emails, obviously, but at some point it kind of clicked in my brain. It would be so much easier if I could just show them what's happening on the farm. So I created this YouTube channel, Our Brewery Farm Life, which basically showcases the different goings-on at the brewery. The podcast is more or less to display the people, the trades, and everything else that's happening and has happened in the past. These wonderful people that have influenced us have had a huge part in making us what we are today. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll showcase the different levels of intelligence. I don't want to say intelligence, the different levels of personalities that have affected us and had made us basically successful.
I love that. Yeah. I love that you've basically enabled yourself to have the YouTube so that people are in the present of your story, but your podcast enables you to do like past, present and future for what's going on. So I love it. I think,
and that's, you know, so showcasing these wonderful people that have really interesting lives themselves, have really interesting careers, different ways of living, different thought processes than what we have, but we work really well together. So I know we have a number of different farmers and business owners and all sorts of really cool things that I think everybody would enjoy seeing and hearing about. Yeah, because I think these people have really interesting things to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was going to say, you seem to know a lot of like really cool people, and like you seem pretty cool. So like, I think it would just be very enjoyable to hear.
I think being in the business that we are, and I know like the craft beer industry is really interesting because there's really no competition. Mm-hmm. Like we work together all the time, different breweries, different distilleries, different wineries. We're constantly talking to each other on the phone, having meetings, trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think you really develop these strong relationships with people that you wouldn't necessarily develop if you were in the financial industry, which is really competitive. Yeah. In that, like if you work, my husband was a mechanic. So, you know, he always jokes that, If your car breaks down in the middle of the night and he has to come pick you up, are you going to be happy? Absolutely not. And you're probably never going to want to talk to him again because it was during a really bad period in your life. So having these moments that we can kind of get away from that and really focus on the positive relationships that are being built, especially in the industry and especially right now.
Yeah.
We've definitely learned to lean on each other a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think it needs to be showcased a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally think that it does too. And I think you're right. especially with just where everybody is right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we've been able to take this time to be a little more compassionate with one another and build those relationships. Yeah. And I just think that that's so nice that you, like, are able to enjoy what you do with other people that do similar things.
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. No, I think, and it's not always necessarily a similar thing, but it's the similar way of thinking.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Exactly. So, well, speaking of similar thinking and looking into the future and stuff, like, where is are things now with, like, River Road and what's going on with you guys?
Yeah, at so this point, there's a lot of really cool things that are happening right now in the industry. Lots of things that are being brought up, and I will bring up some of them in future podcasts because there's a few negative things, but there's a lot of positive things. For us personally, COVID was a big hit, and it was for sure we miss seeing our customers, we miss seeing the people that come to the farm, and our brewery is a lot more of a destination than anything else.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. And I've come to terms with that. And I think COVID really made me come to terms with that. It's more of a place where people can gather and have a sociable beer, enjoy the beer. I'm not saying it's not about the beer, but it's about the atmosphere, really. We lost a lot of that during COVID. And we have our regular customers that keep coming and they buy their beer, but it's not the same relationship that we had before. So we're just starting to kind of gain that back a little bit and starting to talk out and discuss what's happening and what's coming up in the brewery. We're expecting a busy summer. So I think this year is going to be a tipping point for the brewery. I'm really hoping so because I thought last year was going to be that, but unfortunately with everything going on, it kind of slowed things down a wee bit. Mm-hmm. The craft beer industry is now able to, in Ontario specifically, is able to sell at farmers markets,
yay,
which is a huge, huge step for the industry. So we were lucky enough to be invited by the Lennon Western Fair farmers market to be a part of their market. So we are right now in the process of building a booth right there so that we can have weekend sales at the Lennon Farmers Market.
Oh,
it's so much fun. I know. I'm really excited about it. I think it's a big step. It is like having a second location. So it's a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of time, but I think it's really well worth it.
Oh, well, and here's the question that I know you're going to have viewers asking then if you're going to have a spot at the market.
Yeah.
Is there going to be an animal there?
I wish. Maybe pictures. Maybe I'll get. So a very good friend of mine, Diane, is a photographer. And she does all the lovely pictures. So that cow pictures. So I know. She does an amazing job. And she catches the characters always.
Like, yeah.
So I might have some pictures of the farm, the farm there. Yeah, for sure. But I know it would be really cool to have like a little goat stuck in the, maybe somebody would take a goat home then.
I would have
so many goats.
I didn't think you could have too many goats.
Goat for sale. I do love my goats. It just, they drive me nuts. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, yeah, buy a case of cans, take a goat.
Six
home.
Pack, have a goat. There you go.
Oh, that's so funny.
You joke about that, but we at one point had, multiple farm cats.
Oh, okay.
And of course, cats that are farm cats have kittens. And we jokingly said to one lady, she came in, she was looking for kittens. And we were like, well, if you buy a six pack, you can take a kitten home.
And she did?
She bought two six packs and she took two kittens home.
Oh my gosh.
And she brings them back to the brewery every once in a while for me to see. She thinks it's awesome. I adore her. She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Oh my gosh.
But she's just so enthusiastic about her cats. And she's like, this is where you came from. And I was like,
wow, that is so awesome.
So my cats are fixed now. There's no more kittens. Just
I was going to say, shout out to Cat Lady. Though,
yeah. Shout out to Cat Lady.
Oh, that is awesome. See, like you've created this wonderful business, this industry. And like, not only are you getting to create stories from it, but the people who come to your location are like building all these stories and having all these adventures. I love it.
Yeah. And I think we hear a lot about that from our customers. It's not just about the beer. We hear great stories about our beer, and I keep undermining that, I guess. But a lot of it is family experiences.
Yes.
You know, we would have a lot of, and I'm not trying to be sexist here, but it would be like two dads. They came in. They were out for a beer tour, like seeing they were going to different breweries, picking up some beers, having a little tasters. And they would come to the brewery and they would hang out. They were like, we can actually have a beer out on the lawn with like, and look at the animals. And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, for sure you can. And could we bring our dogs here by chance? And like, yeah, as long as they're on a leash.
Yeah.
And then the next weekend we would see those same two men, but they'd have their wives and their children with them.
Wow.
And so having that ability to, you know, bring a smile to some kid's face and make their wives happy that they can be involved as well. And I'm not saying that we don't have as many wives that are enthusiastic about craft beer, but vice versa, it could have been their wives bringing the husbands. That's just an example. But it's a really remarkable thing to see the sparkle in the eyes of the kids that have never had that experience.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I don't think you have to worry about like undermining the beer at all too. Like when, I think when people taste it, that's enough to be like, oh yes, this is amazing.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, it is. It is good beer. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good beer. Not biased.
Not biased. Not at all.
No. Oh, well, this has been so awesome and like fulfilling and educating, and I want to come. I just want to come to the place
soon,
like, hang out
really
with you.
Soon. Yeah. Hopefully, by the time this is released, it'll be open and ready to rock, and you can come.
Well, thank you. Yes. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll show up with my little hat.
Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect. So. You're hired. Yes.
Cool. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome. I really appreciate you doing this with me, and I look forward to all the different experiences we're going to have with all these different people.
I look forward to you getting to have them too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers to the first podcast.
Cheers to the first podcast.